least I think so. So, next up, we got a band called Alice in Chains. A little more familiar to maybe to people. They're big in the 90s, more like a, for lack of a better term, grunge metal, I guess. Someone's gonna hate me for saying that and tell me I'm totally wrong. But whatever. Yeah, they had a, anyway, they had a hard rocking sound. Amazing vocalists, amazing harmonies. Some of their stuff is really gritty and a little bit screamy. Some of it's more mellow. I'm about to play a song called Nutshell, which I think is the epitome of the sweet, mellow sound that they can get and really showcases how tasteful musicians they could be. This song for me is really special. I have a specific memory of being in high school, coming back from swim practice in the winter. Granted, it was Texas winter, so it wasn't that cold compared to here, but it was still, like, it was an outdoor pool. I was pretty cold. And just sitting in my car with the heater on full blast, trying to get myself warmed up after shivering so much, and hearing the song, it was the end of the, also the end of a long day, so I was just tired, cold, warming up, and this song was like an extra warm blanket for me. I could remember I could see like nice dark oranges and from it. It's really, I don't know. I think about a campfire in this song, like really comforting me. And I hope you hear it too. Anyway, I just love this song and I'm gonna play it right now and stop talking about it. That was Nutshell by Alice in Chains. Oh, so good. Next up, we got a song called Witch by The Bird and the Bee. The Bird and the Bee, I actually don't know that much about them. I honestly just discovered them. The first thing I heard was their cover of How Deep Is Your Love, which originally got me into them. I'd also definitely recommend that one. I'm not going to play it today, but it's really powerful, really just bare bones, stripped down. The vocals are amazing. Anyway, the song I am going to play is called Witch, and I just think it's... I wanted to play one of their originals because I think they have a really cool and unique sound. It's a band that's like a vocalist and I think a guy that produces stuff. Honestly, I should have done my research on this. But anyway, they have a really cool sound, lots of awesome harmonies, great vocals on all their songs, and just really cool chord progressions. I don't know. I'm very much a fan. Hope y'all are as well. Here they are. That was Witch by The Bird and the Bee. Next up, we got a song called Melt by Basio Levin Stevens. Now, Basio Levin Stevens sounds exactly like what it is. It's a trio that formed in the late 90s, I believe. Let me see if I have this date right. Ah, yeah, 1997 to 2000. And it's pretty much three guys that were really good at playing music decided, hey, we're all really good at playing music. You want to play together? To give you some background, Terry Bozzio, considered by many one of the greatest drummers of all time for his unique style. He's played with Frank Zappa, Steve Vai, Jeff Beck, King... Yeah, no, he's just a monster. And then Tony Levin was the bass player for King Crimson. He's played with Peter Gabriel. So he's also got a very impressive resume playing extremely technical music. And Stevie Stevens, the guitar player of this trio, has played guitar for Billy Idol and Michael Jackson. So yeah, and in this trio, he actually brings to the table some... I don't know if I'm accurately saying this, but I guess kind of like almost a flamenco style. Anyway, they create a really cool sound together between Bozzio's just incredibly unique pitch, cymbal, drum technique, Tony Levin's just amazing bass playing, and Stevie Stevens' cool guitar flavors. Anyway, I'm just going to stop talking again and let the music speak for itself. This is Melt by Bozzio Levin Stevens. If I could get this to work for me real quick. Oh yeah. Yeah, that was it. Melt by Bozy 11 Stevens. They got a lot of other cool stuff, a lot more technical and crazy than that. So please, check it out. You won't be disappointed. Next up, we got an artist that I just discovered about a year and a half ago. Just amazing. He's pretty young guy, I think. His name is Anomaly. And basically what I know about him is he was a jazz-trained piano keyboard virtuoso, and I think he produces his own music, but he's just a genius. The way he treats scale and key and mode and rhythm and all these terms that I don't even have the music theory vocabulary to describe what he's doing is just incredible. I see all the colors of the rainbow when I listen to his music. It's like some of the only electronic music I listen to just because it's so good. It's the way it plays with your mind and how you feel rhythm and the sense of key is just out of this world. So, yeah, I'm gonna play one of my favorite songs, the first song I heard by him, called Velours. And here it is, Velours by Anomaly. That was Velours by Anomaly. Just freaking incredible, at least I think so. Having played music, knowing how hard it is to hit all the rhythms, how he does, just wow. So, I'm gonna take a quick break for music. Unfortunately, have to say this, but here's some numbers to think about today. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. Wow. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while the income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. That's striking. Just let that sit for a little bit. But on another note, we're going to play another song. This song is coincidentally called Sunny Side Up. Came out a couple years ago by the band Faith No More. This band is a little more famous than some of the other people I've been playing. I think they got their start in the 90s with legendary vocalist Mike Patton, who's been in a couple other bands too. That guy is just a freak show. Anyway, this band is best known, I think, for their song Epic, which is just one side. The many facets of the band. It's really an incredible thing. They have a lot of diversity in their music, although it all has like a similar vibe to it because it's the same musicians. They just have an incredible variety of different cool songs and really shows off the different ways that Mike Patton can wail on the vocals. So yeah, without further ado, here's Sunny Side Up by Faith No More.
Dip into the sugar bowl, whoa, yeah.
That was Sunny Side Up by Faith No More. And next up, we got a song called As We Grow by Little Tybee. Little Tybee is a band from Georgia that I discovered last year when I saw them as one of the many openers for a show that I went to. And honestly, I didn't have a lot of hopes for them, but they were really good. It was really cool drummer. Vocalist was killing it. The guitar player plays like a 7-string guitar, and he plays it tastefully. Isn't just a bunch of like the kind of silly shredding you see at Guitar Center. They also have a violin on stage. Really cool blend of like kind of, what do I say? Really cool blend of funk and the kind of folksy sound that's been popular on the radio, and a little bit of technical stuff as well. I don't know. I think they have a really cool sound, pretty unique, and very much worth a good listen to a lot of their songs, especially on this album, Little Tybee, and another album called For Distant Viewing. Both incredible works of music. Without further ado, As We Grow by Little Tybee. We'll be right back. That was As We Grow by Little Tybee. Great band, as I've already said. So next, I'm going to feature a guy that's pretty well known among young musicians, but as far as I know, people who aren't part of my generation and do not play music largely don't know this guy. But his name, well, his stage name is Thundercat, and he is one of the bass virtuosos of our time, at least, if I do say so. He's a nasty 5 or 6 string. I think it's actually a 6 string that he rips out, and all of his songs are just super cool. Has a lot of really experimental kind of things he does with mode and key. And I don't know, it's just really cool music that he does. I think he's worked with Kendrick Lamar, pretty sure. I might be saying this inaccurately. I know he's worked on with Adult Swim, which I think is kind of funny. But yeah, what a guy. I'm going to play a song of his called Inferno, which I personally think is a really cool, just ambient, slow, like, yes, kind of song. So, here we go. Inferno by Thundercat. Thank you. That was Inferno by the one and only Thundercat. We're going to change the vibe up a little bit here with Soundgarden, a band that many people here might be familiar with. It was, I think, probably the best band that legendary vocalist Chris Cornell was ever a part of. For those of you who don't know Chris Cornell, he was a legend. Unfortunately, I have to say was, because he died, I think, last year. It was pretty sad. He's also done a lot of things on the solo tour, was a part of Audioslave, and Temple of the Dog. What a guy. Anyway, Soundgarden, very prominent in the 90s, came up with a lot of really cool music. I guess you could sort of call it grunge rock, a little bit progressive. They had some really cool stuff with different time signatures. I don't know. I just love this band. I think they were very creative, very tight musically, and they just had a lot of great songs. Anyway, Down on the Upside by Soundgarden. Here we go. I was mistaken. Thundercat did not play with Kendrick Lamar. It was Flying Lotus he produced for. That was Dusty, one of the many forgotten songs of Soundgarden. All right, we're going to wrap it up with the last song of the last show of Not Pandas with a guy named Kamasi Washington. He's made a pretty big splash in the jazz scene these days. I was actually fortunate enough to see him at the House of Blues a couple weeks ago. I have to say, it was a religious experience. This guy can wail on the saxophone. Oh my god. Wow. That's all I'm going to say. This is one of my favorite songs off his new album, Vi Lua Vi Sol, if I'm pronouncing that right. Anyway, I'm just going to play it because it is so good. 11 minutes of pure joy. That's all I'm going to say it is. Anyway, Vi Lua Vi Sol by Kamasi Washington.